Hey guys, Pastor Jürgen here. I'm so glad you're tuning into one of our powerful messages that is guaranteed to absolutely elevate your life to another level. At Awaken, we only want to preach fresh, real, powerful to help you grow stronger in your walk with God, develop your faith so you can take more territory. I'm praying that God blesses you and enriches your soul as you listen to this amazing word from God. God bless you.
God, I thank you that you've brought us all here. So many mixed emotions are in the room, I can imagine. Everything that comes along with reflecting back on high school, some of us that was yesterday, others of us it was 45, 50 years ago. But God, we all come to the table with our own stories and our own experiences. God, and we know that too often our experiences from the past keep playing over and over again in our futures. So Lord, as I share tonight, God, I pray that you would just speak to each and every one. Lord, you know what they need to hear. You know the breakthrough that they need. God, you know where they need to be reminded and reassured of their value and their love. So Lord, I know it's not all up to me. God, it's up to you. And I trust you in that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's put up my title screen because I'm going to try to match my pose. You guys, I tried. So I'm gonna try to do this here. Okay, one sec. I had to wear my 15-year-old's pants to try to figure this out, but oh my goodness gracious, how fun is tonight? We've had some fun, and we've shopped already, and we've done all the things. There'll be more fun and more shopping, but you know, sometimes I worry about being a little too deep or a little too serious, but I had to get some reassurance from Pastor Tessa and Pastor Marissa. There's a lot of fun to be had, and you don't always have to be the humorous one. Just share what God's put on your heart. And I had a beautiful dinner with Pastor Leanne last night, and I thought I knew what I was going to share today until I had that dinner with Pastor Leanne last night. You got to love when your pastor, it wasn't a challenge. She was really surprised that I wasn't going to share this part of my story. Wow. And so she just gently encouraged me, and she's so beautiful. She said, I would never ask you to share something you don't want to share, but if you feel led to share, I really think that this is something that all the girls need to hear, and so I'll just leave that with you. And I spent some time with the Holy Spirit this morning, and sure enough, this is what he wants me to share. So as I share my story of healing and breakthrough, my prayer is that you will feel and experience healing and breakthrough in your own story. That as you see God in my story, you will find God in your story. And most importantly, that you will feel and know the depth of his love for you, the great lengths he will go to pursue you, and that he will never, ever give up on you. So dear my high school self, and I wrote this from the perspective of God speaking to me and writing me a letter. Okay. I love you guys. My dear, sweet Becky, I love how much we're growing together, and I've really enjoyed our recent talks. I know your devotion and our time together has wavered over the years, but it's been so good talking more with you lately. I know your life is very full, and sometimes you think skipping our time together will help you accomplish more on your to-do list. But after almost 45 years, you've finally figured it out that doesn't work that way. You need me, girl, and you and I both know it. LOL. But seriously, Becky, it's been good. I love hearing and responding to your prayers. But I've noticed that when we talk, you rarely tell me that you are anxious or afraid about the things you're praying for, but you're not fooling me. I know you try to stay in faith as you are believing for things to come to pass, but I know there is some fear tucked away in your heart. I'm God, remember? I know all things. Even your thoughts aren't hidden from me. Yet even though I know there is some fear and doubt when you pray, what I love most is as you continue to pray and as you listen to my voice and you declare my word and my promises over your circumstances, I can see your faith rising and the fear melting off. It's an amazing thing to witness. I love seeing how much peace fills your heart after we spend time together. So let's get even more time together on your calendar. I'd really love that. But I want you to know that when you don't set aside time to be with me, I'm not angry with you. I just miss you. I hate missing the opportunity to strengthen my girl, to affirm you, to reassure you, to bring peace to every anxious thought, and to remind you of the dreams, the plans, and the promises I have for you when you have forgotten them. But our time together is so important as well, because it's in those times I can send the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to redirect you, to challenge you, and even correct you. We both know you need the Helper. Sometimes I'm surprised at how much you still need him. You can be quite the stubborn little turkey. But at least you're my turkey. In the end, just remember that even when we miss our time together, know that I'm always with you, always and forever. I was with you when you sat down to prepare this letter. I know it wasn't easy for you. It brought up so many unexpected emotions, didn't it? And you were worried you might cry too much and people might think you were weak or broken. But I know a lot of the tears you have shed over this and will shed as you share this will be because you care so deeply for all my girls. You want so badly for them to not make the same mistakes and to be healed, restored, and set free. But I hope you know that this isn't your burden to carry. It's mine. Believe it or not, I love them so much more than you ever could. And what I have done for you, I will do for each one of them. So just be still, and know that I am God. You just deliver this letter we wrote together, and then let me do what I do. After all, I'm pretty good at being God. Becky, I know some chapters in your story are painful and will be difficult to read. But you and I both know what a beautiful, redemptive story it has turned out to be. And the best part is, it's still not finished. We have worked through so many things from your past, and you've gotten so much healing and breakthrough and released so much forgiveness towards others and even yourself. I'm really proud of you. And that is why you're here today, sharing your story, because you refuse to stay stuck. You refuse to stay wounded. You refused to stay bound. But oh, how I wish I could have saved you from so much heartache. Oh, how I wish we could have spent more time together when you were younger. The things I could have spared you from, my sweet, sweet girl.
I was there when you returned home from junior high camp, church camp with your mom. You were so excited to see your dad and tell him all the amazing things that had happened, only to find him standing there with his bags packed, telling us he had to leave. And I watched as he drove away down that long driveway. I was there when you were crying on the phone, begging him to come home, but he said he couldn't. If we would have had more time together back then, I would have told you that when your father left your family, it was because of his own brokenness, his own surrendered heart to the Lord, his unwillingness or his lack of understanding how to conquer his own demons. He was an unhealed young boy, living as an adult and trying to be a father and a husband when he just didn't know how. It had nothing to do with your value, your worth, or whether you were lovable enough for him to stay. But your precious little heart wasn't able to discern that he was broken and selfish and hurting. And you believed the enemy's voice that told you that you were unwanted, unloved, unlovable, rejected. I was there wanting to talk with you, but you kept me at arm's length. After all, if you couldn't trust your earthly father, how could you ever trust me? I had to watch as you began to put up walls and harden your heart to help relieve and protect you from the pain. It was then that that little sparkle in your eye that I put there began to fade. And instead of collapsing into me to allow me to heal your broken heart, you ran from me, and you relied on the little strength you had left to pick up your chin and put on a brave face. And even though you knew it wasn't true, I remember you saying, "I don't need anyone." Do you remember that? That was the summer you spent entirely alone, not a single day with a single friend. You seem to have given up on me, but I never gave up on you. I was working behind the scenes, and you didn't even know it. Things started to look up when you moved to a new school, and you made some really good girlfriends. You went from being voted in and out of the popular club in your previous school to becoming one of the popular girls. Not that that's important, but I divinely placed those girls in your life. Did you know that? They were some of the good ones. They had all the things going for them. They all loved me, believed in me, and were truly kind-hearted. Sweet, loving, popular girls. All things are truly possible with me. LOL. Yet despite your circumstances changing on the outside, you would not let me in to change the inside. So it didn't matter that you were popular or made the varsity volleyball team or that you were voted prom queen. It didn't matter how people saw you or how highly they thought of you. When you believe you were unworthy and unwanted in your soul, nothing or no one can fill that or heal that besides me. If we would have had more time together, I would have told you how precious you were to me and how desperate I was to have someone like you. That's why I made you. That you were everything I wanted and more. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. I loved everything about you. And despite all of your mistakes, nothing could or would ever change my love for you. If we would have had more time together, I would have told you how valuable you were to me. Yet you labeled yourself unvaluable from the day your dad left. But you wanted so badly to be valued. You wanted to be wanted. You wanted someone to notice you and see you. But because you believed you were unworthy and worthless, you only attracted unworthy men. There was something on the inside of you that knew you deserved more. That was me. But you kept silencing my loving voice because the devil had convinced you otherwise. Despite you rejecting me, I want you to know I never stopped loving you. I never stopped pursuing you. And I would have responded the moment you cried out. But you didn't cry out to me. You just cried. I watched you cry when you were being humiliated, pushed into the muddy ground. And as you were being held up by your throat against that splintered fence, I watched you cry as you were slammed against lockers, making eye contact with teachers that stood by and did nothing. And I watched as you cried over and over again when you continued to stay with these unworthy men who were unfaithful to you. Sweet Becky, I had my angels working overtime for you. They never slept nor slumbered. My goodness, they couldn't because you were constantly in chaos. And while I'm on the topic, what were you thinking over spring break? Drinking and your girlfriends jumping in and out of cars with strange men as you drove around the famous seaside turnaround. Have you ever heard the term stranger danger? My goodness, you were exhausting. But my goodness, you were worth it. You know, I was there with you when you took that pregnancy test before your first period English class. I watched as you wrapped that test and buried it deep within the trash where no one could find it. I was there as you walked to class feeling numb. You sat so quietly. Yet I could hear every racing thought in your anxious mind. Do you remember hearing my voice? It was me telling you that you were gonna be okay, that we were gonna get through this together, that I could help you become a great mom, that this little precious life was a life and worthy of being brought into this world. I was there when you allowed yourself to dream for just a moment of what that baby's name would be and what it might look like. But as the voice you had listened to for so many years started to speak so loudly in your ears, it silenced my voice. And you may have silenced me, but I was still with you. I was there when you sat in that white, cold waiting room. I was there when you were on that table. I was there with you when you were in the recovery room. I was there with you when you were overcome with grief and regret. I was there when you were consumed by your shame. I was there when you swore no one would ever know your secret. If you would have given me the chance to talk to you back then, I would have told you things that you wouldn't have been able to believe or receive. So I gave it some time, and I waited until you were ready to stop hiding your secrets. Because you and I both know the things you are committed to hiding, I cannot heal. And when you reached out to me with a heart of complete surrender and repentance, I was finally given the chance to tell you all the things I wanted to tell you back then. And because you let me love you, forgive you, restore you, heal you, and set you free, look at you now. Just look at you. My dear, sweet Becky, love God your Father, your very proud Father. Ladies, life is a battle. And I need you to know, he needs you to know, that he doesn't condemn you for getting wounded and becoming a casualty of war. He just needs you to get on that hospital bed so he can do some surgery, so he can heal you and clean out all of that shame and all of that unworthiness that has infected you. You have to let him take these things from you so that you can actually believe you are worthy of the dreams and the plans he has for your life. The kind that are truly far above anything you could ever hope for or imagine. I now can stand before you unashamed. Unashamed. Worthy of all that God has for me. Not because I alone am worthy, but because Jesus has made me worthy. And I can stand you before you unashamed. Not because I've never done anything shameful, but because he bore my shame and my sin on that cross. And what a shame it would be, the high price that God paid by sending his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you and me and you and me, that we would actually be so prideful to tell him that the things that we have done are unforgivable. So you, God's creation, are going to tell the God who created you that the price that his son paid for you was not enough. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I lived under that condemnation for 12 years. I lived in secret for 12 years. And what I thought would be the thing that disqualified me from ever doing anything good for God was the very story that he used to launch me into my calling of ministry so many years ago. The very thing that the devil has tried to shame you in, that very area he's tried to bring shame, is more than likely the springboard that he needs you to use to launch you into freedom, into healing, and into wholeness. So I don't know how this is gonna go, but just when I arrived tonight, I just said, ladies and gents, can we just sing this little chorus from this song? And I just want them to sing this over you, and I want you to believe it in your heart.
Dark gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me.
Lord, I thank you, God, that you're with us in the fun, you're with us in the worship, you're with us in the cheering, you're with us in the praise, you're with us as we sit before you humbly under your word. God, you're in it all. You're in it all. God, I thank you for changing my life. God, for never giving up on me. God, and just as you have relentlessly pursued me, you're pursuing each and every one in here tonight. If you're in here tonight, maybe you came with a friend, or maybe you've been away from church for a while. Maybe you've been in church a while, but you've never fully surrendered your life to Jesus. I want to give you that opportunity right now. While no one else is looking around, I just want to be able to include you in my prayer. If you're in here tonight and you know you need to surrender your life to Jesus, and you know you need to repent and receive His forgiveness while no one else is looking around, would you be so good to slip your hand up nice and high just for a moment so I can see who I'm praying for? Yes, I see you in the Letterman jacket, and I see you in the denim jacket right here. I see you gorgeous in the red and all the way up the back. Amen, amen. Yes, see you in the turquoise and the black and then all the way in the back. Praise you, Lord. Wait till I see your hand. I see you all the way in the back right there. I got you. And right here in the red and white stripes. And over here in the uniform and in the turquoise and in the yellow and the black and the pink, I see you. And I see your hand way up there with that red gorgeous hair. I see you. Oh, I see you too. Up the back with the glasses. Right there, gorgeous, in the green tank top, I see you. Once I've seen you, you can put your hand down. Yes, gorgeous girl. Proud of you, honey. Is there anyone else? Oh, yes, I see you. I see you in the back. Yes, and I see you in the white with the little black overalls. I see you. Thank you, God, right here. I see you right there on the floor. God is still moving. God is so good. God loves you. He always has. You never had to earn his love because you never lost it in the first place. Is there anyone else just in these last few moments before I pray? You want me to include you? Yes, gorgeous. Right there, I see you. Proud of you. Thank you, God. Got you in the back with the cute little buns on her head, not her bottom. Sorry. I just, when I said that, made me nervous. I see you right there in the blue t-shirt. Oh. Can I? This is so important. There were so many of you. And you don't have to. I won't be mad. And I'm not going to make you come down to the front because I felt the Holy Spirit say not to do that. But what I actually would really love is, because God's heart and my heart truly is that today is a moment we never forget. That we'll remember, literally changed us to leave here not the same the way we came in. So I'm going to ask the ladies that lifted their hands, and those of you who wanted to, but I ended too short. Just while everyone else stays seated, because we actually want to cheer you on. That's what we do. We cheer our sisters on. So if you lifted your hand, can you just stand in obedience to God? Thank you. So many of you. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I see you. And whether you're standing or you stayed seated, we're all going to pray a simple prayer together. And I just want you to repeat after me. But here's the thing. You just joined the Cherish Girls. So you don't have to pray it alone, because we're all going to be praying it with you. So why doesn't everyone just stand to their feet and just say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross in my place, to take my sin, to take my shame, and to forgive me. Right now, I receive your forgiveness. Lord, take from me any shame or any condemnation or unworthiness that has hovered over me. I declare that I am worthy, that I am saved, that I am valuable, that I am loved forever by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, what an amazing word. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Hey, listen. For more information about our church, go to www.awakenchurch.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already, and download our app. It is amazing. It is chock full of incredible messages, information about upcoming events, and you can even support our ministry if you feel so inclined. We loved having you with us today. We look forward to seeing you again. God bless you. Live a life that is transformative. Bye for now.